It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, time to wrap up 2024.
Oh, I'm not quite ready for that yet. I will save that for next time. Next time we speak, we will be in, yes, we will be in the second or third, a couple of early days of January, and I'll say something about that. But I'm not quite ready to give up on the month yet. Now, why? Because there's really cool things that are happening right now. I am taking advantage of the temperatures in the upper 20s. And I'm sitting outside in my garden right now. I just got back from an absolutely terrific walk. And that's what I want to talk about, that even though we have these cloudy, mild days, we've had day after day temperatures in the 20s and clouds mostly calm, there is a lot to see in nature. And these kind of days, there is a lot of movement that happens, especially at night. During my walk this morning, I found what I call new tracks of 12 different kinds of critters. Now, my definition of new tracks is the track of the critter was in my footprints from my previous walk, which I take virtually every day. So, yes, there's plenty going on. Most of these are critters that I expect to see, the deer and the fox and so forth. But today I saw tracks of two kinds of weasels and a mink, and to add to that. And then there is the mice and the voles and the shrews and so forth. No snowshoe hare. But it was just a terrific walk to let me know that a lot of things are going on. And except for squirrels, I didn't see the track makers at all. So they are around. We have plenty of darkness right now. We now have a sunrise. The sunrises continue to get later, but we now have a sunrise of 7:53, 7:54, which we reach on December 29, is the latest sunrise of the whole year. And that will continue into the early January. We have about a week where we have the sunrises every day at 7:54. After that, after the 4th, the sunrises start getting earlier. Of course, on the other end, the earliest sunsets of the year happened a few weeks ago already. That was between December 6 and December 13, and the sun sets right now are getting later every day. We now have a sunset at 4:26 as opposed to the latest earliest being 4:20. So yes, the days continue to get a little bit longer, but not very much. We won't notice anything with the sunrises until January. We are also coming to a very interesting time in the period of a year. It usually gets overlooked, but to me, it is worth celebrating. And that is on January 4. On January 4, that's coming up early January, we will be at perihelion. Perihelion is the time in which the Earth is closest, not farthest away, closest to the sun. And in the northern hemisphere, it happens in the winter. And in the southern hemisphere, it is summer. And yes, we are closest to the sun on that time on January 4. Now, to me, why celebrate it? Because to me, that is the real New Year, when we are beginning to make another trip around the sun from the closest place around the sun to the furthest off. The opposite, the time in which we're furthest away from the sun, happens in early July. It's known as aphelion. And so, yes, there are cool things that happen this time of year. If we ever see clear skies, it's wonderful stargazing now. We haven't seen them for a while. We are in the waning phase of the moon, near the new moon. And if we have clear skies, it's just outstanding to get out and see them. Venus and Jupiter have been putting on quite a show every night. Other things of note, we haven't finished the month yet, and this will probably change, but precipitation-wise, we have been only about half as normal. December is never known as a wet month, but we are still far below the normal amount. Now, that could change in the forecast. Forecasters are saying the R word. Yes, they're saying rain. Now, we'll see if that actually happens. That can make quite a difference to the snow as well. Snowfall, we've only gotten about 6.5 inches of snow for the whole month, for as measured by the Weather Service in Duluth. The normal is about 15. This time of year, we've had only 13.5 inches of snow. We would normally have a little bit over 30. So we're certainly far below normal in snow. We will see if that continues. January, yes, can be a snowy month, but we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. I've been talking in the last week or so about the Christmas bird counts. The Christmas bird counts are still going on. My own Christmas bird count that I help with here in Carlton County won't be done until early January. Many of the Christmas bird counts are done in December, but we chose early January because we just want to see a later time in winter what's going on. A lot of times it's feeder birds that we watch. These are the chickadees, the nuthatches, the woodpeckers, the blue jays, and who knows, things like cardinals and robins and sparrows may show up as well. Lots of various kinds of finches can be goldfinches, purple finch, pine siskin, red poles, crossbills. Crossbills and pine are not likely to come to bird feeders, but pine grosbeak and evening grosbeak might. Crossbills along with Bohemian waxwings may be in the yard, but they usually don't come to bird feeders. We had, however, a visitor to the bird feeder this week, which is above and beyond the normal amount. It is a very strange bird called a northern shrike. The northern shrike is kind of a black and gray bird, and it's a little bit bigger, or maybe about the size of a blue jay. Why is it strange? Because it did not arrive at the bird feeder for the sake of eating the sunflower seeds. It arrived to eat the birds that eat the sunflower seeds. And no, I didn't see it catch any. It's a strange bird. It's classified as a songbird. And yet, if you took a look at it, you'd see this hooked bill that it has. It does not, however, have the talons that you would find with raptors. So it's considered a songbird. It also has the internal apparatus for singing, and rarely I have heard them sing. They're almost always alone, and yes, they show up at bird feeders. They show up in yards. They are looking for small mammals and small birds to eat at this time of year. Very interesting critter, and I was very glad to see it. I haven't seen it a second time yet. The mammals that I've been seeing, there's also some interesting behavior going on with squirrels. I can't believe the number of gray squirrels that show up in my yard when I have put out the bird food. They seem like they just kind of materialize. I can't believe I've never seen that many in the summer, but all of a sudden here they are. Well, I'm seeing something else too, and that is I'm seeing them going up on young sugar maple trees and eating the bark. That is not an unusual thing to see in late winter when there's a sap that's kind of sweet. But to see it this time of year tells me I think these gray squirrels are hungry. I've also known in a number of places in the woods where they go and dig up their cache where they put nuts and seeds from last fall, and now they're digging them up. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen with those squirrels. And speaking of squirrels, every night, and never an exception now, I have visits from flying squirrels. The most happened the other night when I counted 10 there at one time. Quite gregarious, and they seem to get along with each other quite well. We call them flying squirrels. They don't fly, but they glide, and they glide between the trees using their skin between the front leg and back leg as a way of sailing through the air, and then using their flat tail as a rudder to steer, and they are able to maneuver between the trees. Big eyes, as a nocturnal animal often has. They are just gorgeous critters. And I put out bird food every night. I wait until the dark, otherwise the daytime squirrels would eat it all. And sure enough, they show up. I find them showing up at about 5:30. The bulk comes a little bit later, between 6 and 7. Very interesting thing to see. Another interesting thing of note that we might not expect, but with these kind of days, that's why I said there's things going on really cool right now, are insects. During my walk this morning, I saw several of what's called a winter crane fly. A winter crane fly at first looks like a mosquito, but if you have a take a close look at it, you'll see it does not have the mouth parts that a mosquito has. It is just an insect that lives out at this time of year, and they reach maturity at this time of year. They live under the snow. Some place hidden in what's called the subnivial space. They live there when it gets real cold, like earlier this week when we had sub-zero. But they'll climb out on these kind of days, especially when it's not very windy, and they'll flutter around. They may be walking on the snow. They may be flying. And, of course, they are looking for others of their kind. There are two kinds of crane flies. There are those that fly with wings, and there are those that don't have wings, and they're both active on these kind of days. There is also what's called snow fleas that are out in the snow, and I saw many of those this morning on my walk. They look kind of like somebody sprinkled pepper on the snow. But if you watch it carefully enough, they will jump around. And yes, they're out on the snow right now, too, as are a few kinds of spiders. So that's what I said. There's cool things that go on this time of year. And if you want to see something cool, wait. If we get a rain, go out and visit a tree this time of year when we get a rain and see if the lichens are swelling up. Lichens live out in the dry air of cold, dry air all winter. And yet, when a chance comes to get some moisture, as we will probably see in the next few days, they quickly absorb it, and suddenly they will turn into larger than normal size, and they become very colorful. So this is a good thing to get out. Go out and take a walk in the rain if it rains sometimes this week. Also, I think all these, that's an adaptation to the cold. I think the insects are an adaptation. I think the squirrels are an adaptation. And then I think a lot of the feeder birds are adapting. On these mild days, they really don't need us for their bird food. They can do quite well without us. I think we maybe need them. However, I think some of them have gotten so used to finding foods. I've talked in the past about turkeys coming to the bird feeder. Well, when the record I had was a dozen about a week ago. Well, this week I had 17 show up at one time. Wow. They are big birds, and they eat a tremendous amount. Yes, things are going on right now, and next week we will do a little look back over 24. Some amazing things have happened this year, so take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.